Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of I Have Every Zeit to Be Here. Yeah.
Mm, do you?
That is courtesy of the Super Toe, and we couldn't really figure out. Maybe it's from Yellowstone. I have every right to be here. Maybe it's just, I don't know. Maybe there's an obvious reference that I'm missing.
Yellowstone
from
National
the
Park?
TV show. Everyone's TV favorite show. Streaming show, Yellowstone. The quote was like, I have every right to be here. Every right. This is America. And then it was attributed to Dan. I was like, Dan. He's some of the most quotable lines. All right. I'm Jack. You are Miles. And here are some things that are trending right now. Pfizer is trending. They say their vaccine is safe for 5 to 11 year olds.
They just do like a halfer, you know what I mean? Don't give them the full dose. That's what they're saying. It's like, just hit them with a lighter dose.
Is that what they're saying?
And it's shown. Yeah. It was, I think they're the dose, I think amount was going to be smaller or something like that. But over the two dose course, shout out to Jack Dorsey. Yeah. This show that it's safe, well tolerated, and showed robust neutralizing antibody responses.
Yeah. I'm in. Is this,
that's according to the FDA.
So we're just waiting for the FDA. Is that what's going on? Or that is the FDA saying?
Because Pfizer did its own, like Pfizer BioNTech did their thing. They're taking their findings out of the FDA and also the European Medicines Agency to, you know, be like, hey, yo, this is what we got. Maybe, you know, get more people protected.
Those euros, man. They say I'm going to hospital, and then they say I'm taking medicines instead of medicine. Mm. I mean, this on my next stand-up special. What's the deal with? Anyways, I am looking forward to feeling better about having at least one of my kids vaccinated, and looking forward to the absolute hell that is going to be raised by anti-vaxxers.
Jesus Christ.
I've just seen too many injuries to children from vaccine.
I've seen so many. It's just heartbreaking. And that's why I don't wash my hands and I only drink out of metal canteens.
And I only drink raw water, which is dirty water from a lake that has dysentery in
it. If only they knew the meetings we've been in.
Emmys is trending because the Emmys happened last night.
Yeah.
Talk on tomorrow's episode about Seth Rogen's like stand-up bit that was actually just him being like afraid for his life.
Concerned.
There were some other trends, other things that people were talking about. All the winners were white, it seemed like, which was not a great look.
Michaela Cole.
Okay.
She won for I May Destroy You.
I did not watch the show, as you can tell. There were, maybe it was all the acting ones. Did she win for writing?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. I checked in just to see if Maya and Anna won for Pen 15 because I use all of their achievements as my own from growing up with them. But, you know, Hacks got that prize. And I think overall, man, it just seemed like Mayor of Easttown was cleaning up. So did Ted Lasso. People fucking hate award shows and love them. So I don't know which version, which takes they really care about aside from my interest in award shows has been rapidly declining.
This is the first award show since the beginning of the pandemic that was not a historic low for an award show. I guess it wasn't as bad as last year, which makes sense because, I mean, it's Emmys and what the one thing we've all been doing is watching TV and streaming. So the two things that I noticed, one was that the producer who accepted the award for like best series for The Queen's Gambit creepily said that the star put sexy back in chess. You brought the sexy back to chess, which cool timely reference, first of all. Second of all, she is a child in the vast majority of that, and you are a 65-year-old man. And yeah, also just wildly diminishing like her work in that show.
Yeah. Also, you know, obviously out to Dan O'Brien fucking win another Emmy and shit.
At this point, it's
Daniel O'Brien. We get it.
Yeah. I mean, he's like another.
But also, congrats, bro.
Yeah, no, that is amazing.
Good for you. Soren, looking at you.
Yeah, dude. Come on.
Come with it.
Step your game up, bro.
Because Soren tweeted about it. He was like, yeah, well earned congrats to Dob. But yeah, he said if I'm winning another Emmy, because he certainly won't just tell you without it being a congratulations to someone else.
Right.
Which feels very on brand for Dan.
Yeah. Yeah. And the other thing, I don't even know if I want to bring this up, but somebody was like, so Jason Sudeikis' brand is now like nice guy. That will be interesting to see how that plays out. Very like shady, not coming out and saying it, but it was somebody who was involved in the, interesting that Ellen's brand is being nice, because we'll see how that plays out. So I don't know. That piqued my
coming
interest.
Coming this fall.
Yeah. Coming
this fall. CBS. Jason.
anyway.
He's just going to do like the Running Man like he would do in the What's Up With That sketch on SNL.
Right.
Just puts on an Adidas tracksuit and he's like in the back like, ooh wee. They're like, love this show, guys. Welcome to Jason. Let's do it. Let's Millie Rock for a little bit, huh? All right.
Anyways, I hope he's a nice person. He's always seemed nice. Not just
one time
I
worked with him when I was doing my old gig he called out my sneakers when he came into the room, and I said, oh yeah, you got something on too, and he's like yeah, these are okay. He's like I really like your shoes, I really like those. And I just had some like kind of very normal Huaraches on. But it's funny because then when I started talking like a sneakerhead, he knew too, so he's like, oh. And then he started talking a lot about shoes, and I was like, okay, this guy's cool.
He's like, all right, actually, I don't like those, but I just wanted to see if you're a sneakerhead.
yeah, because those are trash, dude. What's wrong with you?
Come on, let's face facts. We're both sneakerheads here.
Yeah.
I've always wanted Huaraches and never had them. I've always wanted to just wear them barefoot because of the built-in sock. That was the promise of the Huaraches, like that it has a built-in sock. I remember when that was like announced and just being like, I'll never wear socks again.
Yeah, and they're like
completely forgetting how much that would make my
right.
Shoes
they're stay. Like, sure, it's a built-in sock. You may need a built-in like smelling salts to revive yourself from the stink.
Right. Jason Sudeikis also very nice to me. the one time I met him on the set of The 10, the David Wayne film, The 10. He was there just for like his one day, and he was really, really nice to me. A lowly cracked editor. So that's cool.
Well, anyway, open invitations, Sudeikis. Come on.
Yeah, yeah. Novocaine. Novocaine is trending.
Yeah. For the soul.
Yeah. Is this the Frank Ocean song?
No, it's someone tweeted this tweet that, again, and it's just blown up because of this person's story, said, quote, "When I was 21, I went to get a root canal and the endodontist told me that he didn't have time to give me Novocaine. So he did it without Novocaine. It was sheer torture and I've been terrified of dentists ever since. Just curious, how do you feel about going to the dentist?" Huh?
What the fuck?
The fuck kind of dentist did you go to? Said, "Hey, I don't have time for this." That, did you? Oh shit! Did you go Groupon endodontist?
Right.
And they're like,
sneezing
honestly,
your mouth. Like,
yeah, we don't have time to fucking figure this out. Yeah, I do not know. Like their responses are kind of hilarious around this, of just people talking about how like over medicated they've been at a dentist.
Yeah.
But also like it. Damn, the Novocaine though. I remember one time I got it and they hit my lingual nerve. Half my tongue was like numb for like 3 weeks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, shit was whack.
Yeah, having a numb mouth is weird, especially when they're like, okay, now try not to like bite half your tongue off now that you can't feel anything.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm don't worry. Although when I was a kid, I used to do that shit hardcore. I'd be like, how much can I handle? I'm sick. And then my mom's like, are you biting your tongue? I'm like, no. Why is blood pouring out?
I do remember when I got my wisdom teeth out, I woke up. Don't remember this, but was told later that I told asked the dentist if he would give me more drugs. So that
Hell
was
yeah.
early sign that I was cool.
Yeah, I'm also just I'm just a bit dubious of this tale, but I know that there are all kinds of dental and medical procedures that don't happen the way they should. But part of me, that feels like just such a wild
proposition. Feels illegal, right?
Like, bro, you're about to fucking dig out like the canals of my teeth. Yeah. And get like hell no. If you need a root canal on your way, that like on your way to discovering you need a root canal, the pain can be fucking ridiculous.
Right.
I'd be like, yo, just rip this motherfucker out. Like, tie it to a fucking doorknob and just slam the shit and pull it out.
Oh, yeah. I've never had to have major mouth shit. I've been pretty lucky with my teeth.
Man, I had a root canal that failed. Like, ooh, that I had the root canal done, and then that something, they didn't do it right, and they're like, oh, yeah, this is rare, like, it's a failed root canal.
Just and a couple like, old guys talking about their teeth, about their dental health.
You know what I mean? Anyway, folks, come on down and drop by with your tale of dental damage.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. And we're back. And there's a new iOS update. I always like to try and browse through the features, make sure I'm not missing anything cool.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, we got better FaceTime experience. So they've actually changed it. So the voice comes from the position that the person is on your screen.
Wait, what do you mean?
So let's say you have like a Brady Bunch worth of people right. on FaceTime. And the person in the upper right-hand corner of your screen speaks, their voice will come from that part of your screen. So that you
thank God. I was just saying, that's all we need to end world hunger is for the fucking right. voice to come out of the part of the screen. Great. So they did that. That's a fucking okay. huge burden off
thank
my shoulders.
Thank you. They are going to, and also people from Android or Windows devices can join FaceTime calls from a web browser. They can read your photos, a little more unnerving than the last one. They can like basically read any text that's in your photos, which I do tend to like photograph any documents that I am spying on, you know,
mm-hmm.
when I'm like inside the building that I just broke into and doing
corporate
like espionage.
When you were over at DOJ a couple of years ago.
Yeah. So it does make it easier to, I do like this feature. It's also just like, damn, they're getting a little,
that seems like some here we go, scumbag student Miles just had a thought. What you do is you take a picture near your teacher's desk and sometimes like the answer key is out there, but you make it look uh-huh. like you were just taking a picture of someone by the desk. But with this technology you can zoom in and enhance and be like, because you're saying it can actually begin to decipher text that just appears in any form in the photo, right?
I think it's just like it, so you can search for a thing that has text. I don't think it's like super, I don't think it's giving us the ability to just shout enhance at our phone like we're in a CSI movie or a CSI
I'm out.
Show.
I'm out.
I'm out. Sorry, Sharks. I'm out. McGriddle is trending. McGriddles, I believe, how they're supposed to be.
The McGriddles, yes. Greg Miller at Game Over Greg, you just asked that. Twitter is just saying you got to order one. It's an Egg McMuffin or McGriddle, and it's neck and neck, 49.3% to 50.7%. I don't know. It makes sense on some level because I know people who were thoroughly, their minds were blown when the McGriddle came out, and they've never looked back. I loved it for a hot minute, and then just like the amount of sugar, I was just kind of like, nah, yeah. I'm going to keep it more in the savory zone. So I'm more of a Ed McMuffin, you know what I mean? Ed McMahon, you know, kind of doing my thing.
Do you wish your breakfast would make you hungover? Try the McGriddle. That's what it feels like. I did.
Do you have a sugar headache?
Exact same boat as you. Loved it at first and then realized that it was the thing that was making me feel like shit for the next 3 days after I ate it. So
keep it simple. Plus, I started making them at home. You know what I mean? You know,
with a pancake.
No, like a McMuffin. You know, I get like muffins or something, and I have like a coffee mug that's about the same diameter as the muffin, and then you know I would just beat the egg in there and microwave it, so it comes out like a just nice disc.
Ooh.
And that's like a quick breakfast sando from your boy.
I told you about the round egg hack that you can do at McDonald's, where no matter what sandwich you order, if you ask for a round egg, they will like crack a fresh egg into that like little round thing. And that's like the one way to ensure that you have a fresh egg. I keep using it and keep getting the answer. Yeah, no, that one comes with a round egg. Like, shut up.
Yeah, we got another menu hacker asshole on ordering again. Yeah, round egg. I know.
Yeah,
on
the fucking wipe your ass with his
like
egg.
He's never fucking had it. Okay, yeah, man. Got that for sure, dude.
What? No, everybody back here in the kitchen super impressed, man.
Actually, pull around so we can take your picture, man. We think that's really cool.
And finally, cinema is trending. Not the fun kind.
No.
The Kirsten kind.
Yeah. She's telling the White House she's opposed to the current prescription drug plan.
What part?
Also, y'all, go to opensecrets.org, okay? That's a great website where you can just look up who gets their money from who in D.C. and who's giving who money in D.C. And you'll see cinema again. We've talked about the pharma darlings of the Democratic Party. She's also has a decent contribution from that industry. She also says she doesn't, quote, support an alternative pitch from the House Dem centrist that would limit the number of drugs subject to Medicare negotiation. So, yeah.
So what is she proposing instead?
Just saying, fuck it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not really here to have ideas. I'm clearly just here to say no to progress. Cool. But I joke's on you. You elected me as a Democrat. Would you think I'm going to do something about it? Nope.
Mm.
So we'll see. I mean, I don't know. If you're going to be a president, you think you can wrangle this kind of nonsense in because it's, you know, the whole fucking agenda that you tried to get into office with. So
it's wild to think mere years ago, while the show was still on, I was happy when she won. Like, oh, nice. The Democrats are going to take over.
And then you realize you're like, oh, wait, they can be poisoned by corporate money.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, all that power rests in the corporations and the huge donor industries.
Don't have the power if you're not going to get reelected, you know?
No. And also, you know, that's just like, I think we need more people to really connect those dots instantly, because it's not, there's no policy argument here. She's shilling for big pharma. That's all. That the people on, like we discussed, who blocked it in the Commerce Committee, I think Energy and Commerce Committee, shilling for pharma has nothing to do with policy. It's the fact that this is how corporations manage their business, which is to pay politicians to keep their interests at heart when votes like this come around, so they can continue to, hey, what? Experience great shareholder value.
And yeah, that's the only way they stay in power too. So it's like a broken system. It's not just
because
people are pieces of shit. It's that if she wasn't accepting money from all these corporate sources, then she wouldn't have enough money to get reelected. And then we'd be fucked.
And what's she going to do? Go fundraise on her own? That's for fucking leftists try and do it outside of that universe. Like, it's that's the whole thing. You get with lobbyists because they make
now
it.
Now who's naive?
they give you more time by packaging the donations for you and then tell you, okay, but now you're going to make nice with them, though. That's the thing. There are strings attached.
Attached. All right. That is going to do it for this afternoon's episode. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine.
Yeah.
Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow.
Bye.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring the Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.